Good afternoon, guys. How you doing? Tough challenge this week. Extremely tough challenge playing the Houston Texans at their place. They're on a roll. They're doing extremely well. They have a very balanced offense, extremely good zone running attack, and play action off of it. They have big plays. They're protecting the football and scoring points. So it'll be a challenge for our defense to go out and play a playoff-bound football team and to see where we are.
Because of the balance, because they obviously have a playmaker in Foster, guy outside in Johnson, how do you sort of go about allocating resources this week and figuring out which is more important?
Always have 12 guys. But you know what? You have to play your football. You can't worry about doubling number 80 and doubling 23. You can't do that. Ultimately, you'll be short in some area. You have to try to limit what they get. You know they're going to get yards, but you have to make sure you keep them out of the end zone, and that's going to be our task, to keep them out of the end zone and run around and try to force turnovers by playing a Viking football, which is fast, which is physical, and getting to the football. And when it comes out, we got to be able to get on it.
Playing with a lead, you guys seem to be two different teams. If you have a lead, you're able to do some things that you want. How much is on the defense to make sure that the offense can do that for you?
It's always better to play with the lead, but it's also our job, no matter what the situation is, to stop them. And if we limit the amount of points they have, or if we don't let them score, the offense will have a higher chance of playing with the lead. So it's on us too to make sure they don't score points.
You about their efficiency. They've been pretty solid taking care of the ball most mm-hmm. of the year as well.
You know, Kubiak offense has always been an efficient offense. They've always run the ball extremely well, and when the quarterback is able to stay upright, they've always protected the football and made it hard on the defense, because they are in a lot of third and short situations. So it's going to be on us to be patient. To if they pick up a first down, not to panic. If they pick up a few yards, not to panic, and make them go the long haul.
This is an easier week, but does your familiarity playing them so often in the past, does that factor in a little bit this week?
None. they're a good football team, and if you look at the tape, they haven't changed a whole bunch. So you can look at this year compared to last year compared to years in the past. It's how well they do it and how well they execute. So it's going to be up to us to make sure that we execute, and my familiarity with it is not going to help our players. It's a different situation when you go out there and it's a flat zone scheme and guys are getting chopped, or it's they go out there and it looks like the zone and it's a boot. So it's going to be it's going to be an adjustment, because it's going to go. We can't simulate the speed and the quickness of what they do. So we're going to just have to make sure that, again, make sure we take care of ourselves, make sure that we focus in on our techniques and what we're doing, so that we can play fast and read our keys.
J.J. Watt and Paul Smith both have 19.5 sacks. Certainly within range of the record. You had Jared Allen, who was within half a sack last year. Was it a bigger emphasis by offenses from the very beginning to keep him away? What's the difference? Why is he not up higher than he is, or even among those two?
I don't know. Every year is a different year. And last year, there was still a big emphasis on making sure Jared didn't get to the quarterback, and somehow he found a way. And every year, it's just a little bit different this year. They come in bunches, and they haven't come as many as they did last year. And I think if you would ask Jared, he would say that's okay as long as we're winning football games. And that's the most important thing, that as a team aspect, that we're winning football games. And if you I think he would take that over the sacks.
The sacks aside, does he play at the same level he was last year?
Oh, he's playing at a very, very high level. And it doesn't always equate to the sacks or the personal accolades that may come, but he's still a huge part of what we do. He's the one, and up front, they're the ones that make their defense go.
How much have you benefited from having a kicker who gives you pretty good field position?
We love it. We love it. We love the touchbacks that we get. We love it if, you know, once you get close to the 40, that you're at least guaranteed field goal. So we feel outstanding about what we have in our kicker.
Sunday in St. Louis, what did you sense you could do to Bradford by mixing up some looks, disguising coverages, and trying to get him a little bit off rhythm?
Yeah, just that we didn't want to give him the same look. When you give an NFL quarterback the same look, it makes it almost batting practice for him. So we want to make him work. We want to make him work at the looks, work at the coverages, make him not do his job for him. So, you know, that's our job, just to give the guy different looks and still do what we do and make him work for it.
Did you get a feel that put some strain on him?
We did.
Bradford said after the game that he hadn't seen that volume of pressure from you guys on film and looking at the tendencies. Is part of the being able to run those zone blitzes and disguise that much, you gaining a comfort level with the players and the players gaining a comfort level in the defense?
Nope, it was just time. It was just time. Sometimes you go into a ball game and you feel like this isn't the week to bring pressure game plan wise, and you think that the front four will heat them up and get there. And the Detroit game may have been one that we didn't need to, and we felt good with the coverage, and that game it was. So every game is different within itself. So you just have to look at the tape and see what works for you.
What you've seen the last week and a half with Cook, how will you reintegrate him?
Well, and you know, with that, we just have to see kind of how his condition is towards the end of the week, how well his legs feel, how well he feels. We expect him to play, and how much he'll play, I'm not quite sure. I'm not sure if he's ready for 60 or 70 reps yet, but I know he's ready for at least 20, 30. So we'll kind of see at the end of the week, talk to Coach Frazier and see where Cook is, and he'll be playing. I'm just not quite sure how much.
How much does Johnson being there influence that?
I don't know if it's Johnson as much as it is that Cook's a good player, and when he left, he was playing at a high level, and so we missed that guy being in there, so we just want him back.
Have you been tempted to put a shadow on any receivers this year? Because you've pretty much played sides with your corners the whole season.
We have, and I think guys probably do best when they're locked into the techniques that they're playing. They're used to going one-on-ones on one side. They're used to maybe rerouting and playing the side, so I'm usually more concerned with, again, what we do and making sure that we take care of ourselves rather than shortchanging ourselves to based on what another team is doing and what their strengths are.
When Houston's running game is at its best, what propels it? What is driving it in your eyes?
The flat, the way they cut, the speed at which they move, the linemen are athletic, they work well together, and then ultimately the running back is a good back. He can get to the edge on you. He has a great stiff arm. He runs with speed and power. So you put all those things in with a few boots and play actions, and you have a good complement of plays. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.